different.
Okay.
Regular meeting Friday, October 14th, 2016. I'd like to first open this meeting up for our opening prayer morning, which I want to announce our Councilman Andrew Yates has had to go to the hospital on Tuesday. They did a heart surgery on Wednesday. The prayers and everyone that's there for him, I want you to think about his family, what they're going to. Just, folks, when you come to that moment when you're unaware of it, it catches you that quick. My heart goes out to all of them. I've been with them forever. Just his companion having to get him there was a timing effort. That's the Lord in command. But help Shelly. I want to pray for my nieces today. Have a brother reach out that special prayer for Katie, Belle and Joseph. Brother has a lot of people that's been praying for him. I want him to know that. It's not just Councilman Yates, that's Father. I went through ceremony. They gave his third son to his mother. That's blessings for his brothers and sisters. All of them. With that, brother, ruined it for. Please rise.
Campa de le conse a habe. Wakande jike wana he laale. Ero bahale anki pa tonga ankai. Kisto mai nika shere se a Andrew Yates.
Yeah.
Juika. Ia dia, shkake dala shkake a tonga kai. That's a nika. Uheka in share a tonga a shkake a tonga kai. Dak ele kombra, that's a shimijin wako in share da bria, that's a jajiita Katie kalon, Belle kalon. Josie, la shkakea, da la shkakea, de nantse, da la shkakea, ponga ankai. Oki, da la wala kombra, ponga ankai. De koan se a ha jinka, waja a nika se a jinka, si zima, si edo baha, et se da ke de kombra. Kisto mai, watanka, de kse, ever da ka. Da la oe na de kse, de walao. Olake, that's a Ojonke, that's his lettuce, Lord. And we ask that you bless him at this time. Our Kisto Mai, our Councilman Yates, his home, his family, those things that you take care of. He has an issue. We ask for prayers. We ask for concern. But most importantly, we ask for your guidance and your touching of the situation, that you might heal this family, that they might be made well. I pray for all our peaceful mind, Nika Sheikh, Sila Ita, that say all our family that are associated with all our council, from the Councilman Crum and his long journeys and coming to get here, to we would ask that you watch over him. We'd see him, Aunt Catherine, Lord, take care of her and Cynthia, her family, Stephanie, Joe, all three, all our Kisto Mai and Nika Shea. Our staff, Lou, Leslie, their families, their homes, children, daughters, wives, significant others, I pray that you watch over and take care of. This gentleman from Houston, I pray that in our American director here, Robin Phillips, I pray that you watch over their homes, their lives, all that you provide. And we thank these people that come a long way with concern and direction. We ask that you open all our hearts that we might do what you want us to do in this juncture, this time, this small time that we have right here in Osage. Goldsia, Wajah, Kansas, Maja.
Yeah.
Osage County, Maja, that's Ankah, in Makah. Lord, none say that. God is Kapea, then. We pray, Lord, and we thank you for guidance to come across from Kansas, from Missouri, into this county, join our Zonzoli people. The Wajaji Nikas, the Wajaji Tankakala, the Wajad, Sheen, the Osage, the great and little Osages at this time, at this juncture. Ia gashe, na kapo kakiche, kobra kapo na, amen.
Please have a seat. We're having a reading of our seat level.
He's still my without the oil and the.
Waving on.
I want to read the words of these folks here, their names, the great little Osage. It's an honor to look on our treaties with the United States and be remembered as Osage, the great little Osages that came, and this unique responsibility, this unique relationship we have with the United States and the United States and our Osage people. These reading of the deceased is a remembrance of what's gone on in recent times and in the past. Kenneth Bradshaw, Christopher Tarian, John Marshall, Mufani Kasnikov, Barbara Escalier, Suzanne Gabler, James M. Rebar, David Fish, Laura Bowles Webb.
Waiting on top. Like a roll call, please.
Councilwoman Booten?
Here.
Councilman Shishola?
Present.
Councilman Crum?
Here.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Here.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Here.
Councilman Redcorn?
Here.
Chairman Waller?
Chairman.
Councilman Yates? We have a call.
Thank you, ma'am. Today I'd like to look at new business. Councilwoman Irwin, 4A.
Okay. We have a conflict of interest. I put it on the agenda today so that we might have it included in executive session for Wednesday.
We'll make it so. You have item B, water issues.
Okay. Same thing, water issues. I'd like to bring it up and discuss it, but I'd like to have it in executive session on Wednesday.
That'd be fine. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, it's just that we've had some space come up and we need to discuss it.
Yeah, I planned on executive having Marco and then some housekeeping for us on our personnel. And the email that I had you send was sent to you. Is that fine with everyone? Mm-hmm. These will go for Wednesday. Everyone agree to that? Then I'd like to go on to 4C performance. Scott Fisherman.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm here today as operator of the Spyglass concession. I wanted to, first copy I'm going to hand out was the actual resolution that we did in the late spring. Simply a list of So when I became part of this, the first thing we did is try to get the $64,000 paid, which was for last year. We were able to do that. Took a bit of time. We converted, the first thing we did is we immediately began with the conversion of 21 leases, which were a part of our move towards the work that we were going to do for you in 2016, which is drill 4 vertical wells. We completed the staking and surveys, but we couldn't start until September the 16th because it took that long to actually receive the leases. The landowners are being quite difficult at this moment. Without the leases, we can't do anything. No American Perennial Studies. Now, we did, before the temperature expired, we snuck in, we did all the beetle studies. I've got 11 wells staked, which is everything for both this year and next, lacking 2. Because I owe you 9 wells next year and 4 wells this year to drill, vertical wells. That's what we've committed to drill. I've got 11. Unfortunately for me, I got 2 positive American Burying Beetle tests up there, and I got 2 negatives. So Ben and I are learning how to buy credits. This is Ben's first time as well as mine, so the BIA and I are working through this. We've actually split the environmental. Andy Middick is working on the environmental assessment for us now because we've got the beetle studies done, the archaeology studies are done, we've met with the landowners, so we've got the 4 wells that we owe you for this year. 2 of them are positive, 2 of them are negative. So my primary purpose here today, I wanted to update you with where we were on the things that we told you we were going to do, and then chat a little bit about these 4 wells that I owe you this year. So we've agreed to buy 5 acres at $12,500 per acre from the bank, the credit bank. Unfortunately, it's going to be about $65,000 to buy those credits so that we can drill these 2 wells plus the roads plus everything that goes with it. Kind of goes back into a credit bank. If you had it, some part of maybe the new 43,000 acres, not sure where to do it, but you could either lower that price to us or it would be your money. Regardless, that money ought to stay here in Osage County.
That's correct. Anywhere it's not wrong, you can put one in. With somebody to come up with it.
Yeah, again, Andy Middick, I think, could help guide us all in those conversations and things. Okay. But because I've got 4 wells committed to do, I've got to buy those credits, and I included it in my AFEs so that we can continue moving along.
Sir, you said 12,000. How much?
$12,500 per 1 acre credit. And because it is considered, for whatever reason, prime beetle habitat, this positive test, they're supposed to be extinct, but they happen to be there, I got to buy 2 for 1. And we're actually going to do these in a way with our air rig. We're going to set casing. We're going to do this so that the smallest amount of damage we can possibly do, but it still required us to buy 5 acres, 5 credits at $12,500 per credit.
And why didn't we ever just expand the site itself to encompass this credit amount of acreage at another dividend of some type?
Actually, and this is the difficult part, Fish and Wildlife, one point in time, under 1.2 acres, which I can do, I'm staying under 1.2 acres. There should be no credit whatsoever involved, but Fish and Wildlife just won't rule for Ben, so Ben's got to ask us to either get a negative test or buy a credit.
Thank you, sir.
I've completed the ABB studies. I've done the archaeology studies. We began talking to landowners. We've got those things done. We've got the credits in line. I've got Andy Medic, who is working on the environmental assessment work for 2 different environmental assessments, 2 negatives, 2 positives. We're hoping to have the 2 negatives done by Wednesday to Friday of next week, the 26th of October. With that being said, I may be ready by the 15th of December to drill 2 on the negative side. Ben is concerned, and that's why I'm here today, to ask for a 6-month extension on those 4 wells so that we don't give up all of the momentum we've done. I just haven't been able to get there. I don't want to change anything. As a matter of fact, Mr. Brenner, who's the chairman of Spyglass, will be here Wednesday and is going to pay the $64,000 that's due this year on Wednesday. So we're going to continue, and I've got a letter in my package, which I'll pass out in a moment, which pays the $64,000, which is this year's deal. We're still going to drill the four wells. It's just that Ben and I are working together. Our bid frame, we're not going to make it by the end of this year, which is the commitment to drill the four wells. We'll do them just as absolutely quickly as we can, but we're asking for a six-month extension to that, and no extension on next year's nine, because I'm already there. I've got negative tests in that area up there, so I don't have to change another thing in this agreement. It's just because of everything I'm doing, I can't quite get them out. And we're being extremely careful with all the landowners and everything we do to make sure that we're not violating any of the covenants. So all of we made the 2016 payment of $64,000, which is really the 2015 as part of the agreement. We've got three. Because we finally got the leases done and our permits done, we've got three reworks already underway on three of the old wells. We just started that on Monday. Mike Mackey's already got all three wells laid out. We're fracking today, as a matter of fact. We hope to have 50 to 70 barrels a day of production on very shortly, and there's been nothing on this since we've been a part of it. There's been no production up there. So we are done, and Steve will share with you the seismic. We've hired the land crew to go out. We'll have the permits done this year according to this plan.
3D seismic?
Yeah, 3D seismic on 20 square miles, which is going to be the Highway 60 or the south end of this, where they feel they're calling it the Highway 60 corridor. So we're still going to have that permit done this year and the 20 square miles survey next year. All that's exactly underway. So everything that we told you we would do in the spring, we're doing. I just ran into the beetle. And Ben and I just can't solve the problem in a timely fashion. So only thing I'm asking for, and I prepared the resolution. So I had Jess Kane prepare the first page. There is just a proposed resolution for the council. Again, it changes nothing and merely adds 6 months that we're asking to make sure that we can get those drilled. He also, the third addendum to the lease acquisition and exploration agreement, just prepared that also. And the last page is the letter that Steve Brenner has prepared to pay the $64,000. He's going to come up to the agency on Tuesday and make that payment. So last year we were a little late. This year we'll be a little early. So I prepared all that for you too.
Thank you, Councilman.
I have no questions, Scott. Thank you for coming in a timely fashion and letting us deal with this instead of coming up to the end. And I agree with it that it's wise to go ahead and extend for all four wells in 6 months, because I don't want in January you come back, or in December you come back and say, well, one of my wells is only going to get drilled in January 15th. You think you might be able to get them by December, but...
What if it's raining and snow?
Right. So I think it's wise to go ahead and even though you think you're going to do
that cat diesel pulling.
Yeah, then tear it up around.
The biggest thing is landowner relations. I mean, I'll fix it. I always do, but, you know, we're trying to reshape. Spyglass had some difficulties with landowner Mr. Reed, some of the other ones up there, and we're really working hard with all these people. Every single thing that they needed that didn't get done, we're doing. We got roads, we got gravel, we're fixing it all, and I just don't know what will happen come December 15th.
Right. So I think it's wise to go ahead, if we're going to do it, to go ahead and do all four of them into there. And I appreciate the work you put in on it and the willingness to go ahead and pay the
Absolutely. We want to show good faith for what we're doing. We're going to do more leasing. We think these four, we picked them back from the 2D seismic. We think we've got perfect wells. I mean, we're very excited about it. And the next nine are all coming from seismic, including what we're drilling. So we should be right behind next year with all the work, and I shouldn't be back to worry about next year's nine wells. So really, we're looking at 13 wells that we think we've got in sight over the next 12 months. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. I think it's great. Appreciate you sticking with the situation and kind of taking the lead on a very difficult opportunity. I'm assuming based on what you're dealing with, trying to get to where you want to go. So I'm assuming that you're telling me with the seismic and all the analysis you've done, this thing's worth the added headache. Seems like it's going on.
These wells are 2 miles in the middle of nowhere. That's why we had to buy so much BETO credits,
right?
Because of where they are located. But that's where the seismic says to go drill.
Right.
So that's what you got to do.
I'm in favor of this because number one, I want to see more activity for at least 1,400 barrels a day. I want to get active, trying to get those back from last year. So we appreciate that. The other thing is, I'm gonna jump all the way down to 780. I've got oil and gas summit report coming up, but I wanna ask if you might wanna consider showcasing what you're dealing with out there at our summit coming up on the 7th of December.
We don't wanna say anything tough about landowners, do we?
No, I just want, we want to see the positive side. I mean, there's a lot of negative, but I think the landscape is what it is.
Yes, sir.
But we want to attract that kind of activity here because it's going to be, it's a different game now, and we got to embrace it. We are going to, but I think you're adding additional effort to work with Ben, Mr. Daniels, and the Bureau. It's kind of where we need to be focusing a lot of our efforts.
I'll be glad to help share the story. And the superintendent and I have been, we're going to beat this NEPA thing, folks. I mean, we just got to get there and do it because we are not endangering the environment. I mean, in the end, that's what this is all about. And we just got to show it. And we will.
Well, I mean, we've been given feedback from some on the summit. We need to forget about the summit, but this council decided to move forward with the summit. We have got somebody lined up, try to get us through this year. But I want to try to kind of change this negative picture into something positive. And we want that kind of activity that's, hey, we get in there, roll up your sleeves with what's going on in Osage County, the beaver bug thing. We're trying to eliminate those. We can't, but we're working diligently. So if you're able to do that, we'd like to see more of more folks like this out in Osage County.
I'd be happy to help. Whatever I can do, I promise.
Thank you very much.
I will be glad to help.
Thank you. We're going to have a national event with you, Steve, on a webpage out of Washington, D.C. I think what we'll do is pick pieces of this and put it in there. What these other tribes want to see from us is how do we weather this over and over? And it's out of preparation. I tell them, we're a tough group down here.
That's right.
So with that, we have some great producers. Can't tell you that enough. You and I met in 1979 with Robert in a Ford 150. We were stuck on the mullet.
Yep.
Appreciate you.
I didn't catch you was up there.
Sure was. Thank you all. Okay. Council, anything you'd like to add? We'll be ready Wednesday, sir.
Okay, thank you. Steve will come see you on Tuesday afternoon.
Thanks, sir.
Council, under lease auction, Councilman Kern.
Well, it kind of falls in with what Councilman Westmore said. I think it's time for us to start doing business as usual. It doesn't mean that we have to have a huge lease auction. But we've been doing a fair amount of leases that people don't even know we're doing, you know. And if we have our auction and we can and have it be a successful auction, well, it'll show what we're doing. I mean, we did 17 leases last month. You know, so, and one of the guys, well, more than 17, because the other gentleman, one of the gentlemen that prompted me to bring this up last month was, he said, why aren't you having your lease? I'd rather do that than come in here and ask you guys for those leases that he got. You know, the gentleman we did the second. And I said, well, most of us kind of want that. But what we have to do is to set a date and then go with it. And past experience, and we have new people over here that have never actually done a lease auction for us with the superintendent. But in the past, it took them a fair amount of time to after the nominations were in. We have to give a time frame for nominations to come and to advertise. And then the next piece is those that are nominated, then the BIA has to go through and make sure they're all eligible to be used, because in the past we found that isn't always the case. And so all this takes some time.
It's a 3-month process usually.
Yeah, so I'm kind of thinking, just like what you're saying, Councilman, I'm wondering if we set a date for late January or first of February. We set a date, we pick it, we start advertising it. One of the things we did in the past, we put in some advertisements using the S510 account, put in some advertisements in trade magazines, trade papers, and then the BIA, posts it and puts it out also. And we put it in there, and then we have it decide how big a venue, how big a thing to do on that one. After we figured out how many we got in, we can pick our spot. But I think it would be good to check with the cultural center and find a date. When we pick the date, find a date that will work out there in case we have a full-fledged one and figure out happening out there, with enough to use that big a venue. If not, we can have one in here. I guess for years they did them in here all the time.
There's a museum.
So, but I would suggest we pick us a date, or we pick a time frame, and then look at things to pick the actual date. And we have that ready to go by perhaps next week on Wednesday, and we set the date for it.
Yes, sir. Council, Bill, are you next, sir?
I am. That's my
statement.
I have a question for the superintendent. Do we have a list of eligible leases?
What I can do is I can see about getting a report off the TAMS, generated off the TAMS, to identify what tracks are not held by a lease right now.
I know we've had a lot of terminating.
Yes, we've been terminating leases. Okay. So I can do that for you.
Council.
Going back, appreciate it, Chairman. I too would like to see an auction. One time when Mr. Hewlett was in our office, we tasked him to identify potential opportunities. I'd like to maybe this council consider that. We've got monies in our consulting line item to look for someone to help identify, maybe work with the Bureau and identify some opportunities. I think that worked out pretty well. And also, the second thing I would say is if we start getting some proposed locations, would it be okay with the Bureau if they start the environmental process early, when they start setting up a piece of our property for lease? Can we start maybe getting the EA stuff going at that time? That way, when the lease comes around, we're ahead of the game. Would kind of be a carrot to some of the people that are out there interested in these properties.
Thank you.
Remember, we do have the programmatic EA for leasing, so I believe that we're going to be able to approve leases using that programmatic environmental assessment.
So, if there's anything on the Beetlebug or any other issues, we won't know until that lease is approved and then that starts going?
Basically, they will do the ABB study when they are wanting to drill a well.
Okay.
In processing a lease sale and approving a lease, we will utilize the programmatic EA for me to approve that document.
Okay.
individuals, companies that are wanting to come in and drill a well, they will have to do the, meet the environmental requirement of an environmental assessment, ABB study and so forth. Hopefully, there's going to be able to do anything there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, Councilman.
That did bring up a thing that I've been thinking on for a while. It wouldn't be possible on this lease sale. But as maybe some of you know, the nation, the DNR department, has actually been looking at beetle situation out on the newly acquired ground and are considering doing some sort of a mitigation back out there. Conversations with Fish and Wildlife has shown that if we're mitigating just our own area, mitigating from there to the rest of Osage County, it's far less hoops to jump through than if you're doing a nationwide mitigation back. Assuming that action goes forward, and this is a little pie in the sky in my eye, you know, but you get things happening good by thinking about it being good in the future. One of those things that I thought of that we might be able to do if that comes to fruition is in a future auction that the Minerals Council would perhaps guarantee beetle access. You know, they have to do the study, and only the ones that need it, if they run into like what Scott and need it, the Minerals Council through the nation, through that mitigation deal, would guarantee the ones that are in the auction are mitigated in. That's, I can say there's several things that have to happen before that happened, but I've been hoping that, a year ago I thought maybe we'd have this in place by now, when I first started working on some of this stuff. Now, it may be a little further out, but I think it could happen.
You had me all the way to that guarantee board. Everything else, I agree.
No, we would. What we would do is say, well, we will purchase, perhaps from the nation. And I'm hoping that would be at a very small price that we would purchase from the nation to have the credits. Well, not 12. Yeah. No, not 12.5 or anything.
Yeah. That's my. I think that's what I'm driving with in conversation with. You know, I think if we're going to have an auction, I like it. We need a carrot to be able to throw out there that we're going to do something up front, possibly the beetle stuff, working with the nation on that acreage out there. That's a, to me, that would be a nice thing to put out there to help our auction.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I was talking about. Just a goal to set at, and the pieces are there. If they fall into place to make that happen.
But I guess reading back to your comments, you don't think we can do this by January or February.
No, because the nation has not established any kind of a mitigation program yet, and with that land. And so that would have to be there first before we could guarantee one.
I did hear at the last summit, and then subsequent conversations, that the nation's program is better than the federal program handling the beetle stuff.
Do the studies?
They are a lot better equipped. Their knowledge is better than the federal folks that are doing the same thing. So there was an encouragement to go ahead and push forward with tribal activity oversight and whatnot on beetle. So I'm hoping that you are correct, Mr. Crown, that we could maybe roll this thing out faster than what we envisioned. They're already working on it.
There's several moving parts in this, of course, that we kind of run into, just in thinking and talking about things. One of the things is that land out there has a governing entity of its own that will first have to be bought into the idea that doing mitigation out there is good. There was But prior to this even happening, the ENR had put in for a grant. I want to say anything that's happened about purchasing the grant, the land. The ENR put in for a grant to do beetle studies last summer out there. That was actually held up by the purchase because of uncertainty about who was in charge of the thing now after you was buying it until it got closed. They were able to do some at the very end of the beetle study. season. So they did get some work done out there, and I think that grant is still good for next year. So they can start at that time proving that there's beetle habitat there so that you can say you're doing a mitigation in an area where there's actually UV beetles can survive.
Right.
So there are several moving parts that have to happen.
Well,
I think the Fish and Wildlife is on board for it, at least the concept. And there is definite interest within the nation to do that. And so, I'm a pie in the sky a little bit on this one, but I just want to throw that out there that there is possibility to be able to do something.
Just a follow-up comment, and I'll relieve Chair, if that's okay. We have a blank socks in January or February. We're probably talking months before beetle activity happens, so we're probably talking in late spring that possibly things would roll out. So I would like, if we do the auction, I'd like to keep that avenue open. And if you're on the ball on that already, if you could communicate that with the nation and say, look, we're interested.
I bet I'll stay hooked with it. I've been working on this beetle thing since about the second year I was in here and I heard about it.
I'd like to ask some of our producers out here, if we had an auction with the Mineral Council is going to get active with the beetle stuff, would it and interest to the producers out here? That would be my question.
It has to help.
I could it not.
It has to help.
Councilwoman Irwin, then we'll finish up.
Okay. It's my understanding that there's legislation being done to take the beetle off the endangered species by the end of the year. I think we probably need to check on that. I heard that back in March, so we do probably need to follow up on that.
Fish and Wildlife says that even if they got started on you 5 years before it actually come off the list.
I don't know. That's just what I was told. It's supposed to be coming off the list at the end of the year. I will check on it.
Thank you. Council, on our resolution for travel for the...
Okay. Oral arguments on the Enel case at the 10th Circuit will be on November the 16th. I thought that maybe possibly some of us would like to travel.
November the 16th?
Yes, sir. That's the day we're meeting, too.
Okay.
And that we might need a resolution for travel if some of us would like to go, and we might, if we do, if the majority of us go, then we might reconsider the November the 16th day for another day.
Wednesday. Let's take care of it.
Okay.
That will be open for all councils. With that, I do want to bring up a couple items that just on that meeting day alone in November, we need to announce that our actual Friday meeting will be on Thursday, the 10th of November, so we can honor the Veterans Day on the 11th. Everyone make a change on your calendar. Meeting minutes are not in your book, but we sent them all to you. Email for your review. Next, I want to announce that we were awarded the EMDG grant for $73,637 and a nickel. Welcome to the new world. We also have the issues on when we have our meeting, the biannual meeting consultation. I need to have the tape sent up to Rebecca. We've got to vote in the review of the minutes from our last meeting and have a resolution approve it. And while we're doing it at the same time, we need to get the agenda for this upcoming meeting prepared, possibly in December. With that, the other date we need to lock down is the meeting for EIS. And with that, Councilman Irwin and Councilman Gray.
Rebecca. She's been wanting us to sign off for those minute meetings for 2014, and none of us were there. I mean, nobody took minutes, and we can't find anybody that will sign off on them. She keeps insisting that we sign off on them, and I've never read them or seen them or know anything about it, so I don't know what to do about that.
Okay, Okay, anything like that? Counsel.
Thank you, Chairman. I think this council needs to be cognizant of this EMD, let's see, what is that, the acronym you said, EMD?
Energy Management Development Grant.
Yeah, the grant, we asked our attorneys to submit, and this is the first one, at least that I know of, that this council has gotten from the government. And I think we've done a great job to get this grant. We had submitted two grants, this council has submitted in the past, and I think the nation has submitted grants. I don't think any of them have been awarded except this one. So I'm encouraged that we continue on the path with this grant that we were just awarded from the Boston Bureau of Industry. I think it's a BIA grant, and it's to address a situation that I think we, our attorneys found, and we found, and so I think it's a great thing that we got this grant and that we build on the success of getting this grant to try to identify future developments we can have with the Bureau on tackling all the issues, data, et cetera, like that. So just want to comment on the grant.
Councilman Brandon, Councilwoman Green.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to tell people what this is, who it is. And what it is a grant to digitize all that data that's been held in here and in Colorado Springs, or not Colorado Springs, but whatever, in Denver area, by the
Bureau of Mines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That right now we've struggled with for a long time, that we've got all the data in the world, but nobody can access it because it's all pieces of paper. And so we have this grant now to be able to digitize all that data. And it serves us in several different ways. The OSAGES will then have the data, and we can disperse it to people and then have to get it from the BIA, which runs into all sorts of problems with FOIA releasing problems. But the OSAGES can decide how we're going to deal with the whatever FOIA is. It doesn't make it go completely away, but we get to decide how to do that. What is proper to be used and what or released and what isn't. As a side note on that, I wanted to bring up to us at some point that we had already started talking about HIS being the one. One thing that was pointed out to me in this process of getting this grant is that we have to let bids for it. So we can talk to IHS, but we can't get too far involved with them as far as their purpose, you know, their part of it, until we've let out bids. And then if IHS is what we want, we just pick them. I mean, it's not like you. So, I would also ask publicly that I'd like to be a part of whatever we do on this transition to get that thing going. It's been of interest to me for quite some while, and I'd like to continue with it.
Yes, sir.
It's a role for me to do that.
Yes, sir.
Chairman, if I can, I'll follow up.
Councilwoman Boone.
I wanted to know on this grant money, is it going to come directly to us or is it going to go through the nation? Do we know yet?
We haven't seen its scope yet, but I'm almost positive it goes to the nation.
Goes to the nation. All right, thank you.
Until I see the actual award letter, we are recipient of it. But you got to look at who it is, and then better than some of my mail that goes to the attorney general.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have a question. We were talking about IHS doing this work. I think when I looked at the budget, most of their work was going to be donated. There was some expenses in there for different things, meetings and travel and stuff. Now, I don't know how you could put stuff out for bid if they're, you know, doing that. I don't know. We need to go back and review the grant because, as my understanding, a lot of it was supposed to be, they're just going to do it so they can have the information too.
Right. Also, they've contacted us to meet us on the 18th. If anything, just to speak with us about what are their
availability to help with that on the completion of federal deliverables on this grant. And that's going to be the last sentence of everything we want to talk to about this. Get them first, and then finish up, Council Rec.
The chairman? Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
He had to hand it up first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to address, if I can, Ms. Boone's comment. I have personal feelings about how the structure ought to be set up, so I'm not sure what was said about how we're going to roll it out exactly, how we should. I think we should have a discussion. I think we should have a communication with folks, because I think there should be clear separation with how leases produce modernization and who, how a lease will be approved by us. And so to quickly say it goes to them for implementation, I would encourage a communication. We start that now, and I'm glad we got the grant to be able to start the communication. To say, look, rather than this political, let's talk about what the needs are. So I'm thinking, you know, look at the state of Oklahoma. There's the OCC, and then there's development people involved. They don't interact. There's one watching the other. The EPA is not involved in economic development. So there has to be clear separations in some of these. That's why I'm hoping that we can have that discussion before we just automatically throw who's going to run this grant. I think grant or whatever. I think we need to discuss how the structure will be going forward when we start getting the elements in this grant. The next thing I want to say is I too would like to be involved. I know Mr. Crum and I have had disagreements on how what we started in Minerals 1, but I think it was a building block to go to here. Because we worked at IHS back then, we developed programming here. We, being Osage Mineral Council, developed a process and had all that production data implemented, and then the ENR took the task of well-specific data. To wit, I would say, coming forward to our oil and gas summit, I would like this council to consider that we get or contract someone to kind of give us an idea of where we are with all this data. What's the picture of the ENR, and what do they have? I'm still unclear. I've called them. They sent me the stuff over. It's not very useful. Maybe I'm missing it. But I would like to have somebody kind of lay out the game, where we are with data, information, hard copy, what's digitized, and then talk to Mrs. Reddy and say, we want to do a presentation of 30 minutes at our summit. Just kind of, here's the scope of where we are with all the data. And that'll get us all knowing where this data is. Because, and then I'm going to use the last thing I'm going to say, Chairman, is we're dealing with this earthquake issue. Okay? I just read the Pulse World, an article talking about the state of Oklahoma and how they're handling this situation. There's things and thoughts that were given that I disagree with, because I think the Osage Nation has a solid process and that we have more boots on the ground than they do. So what they were talking about was, they meaning the state, we have this methodology to calculate certain impacts. Well, I think once we get over this hurdle, we've given that. We've got more data here than they do in the state of Oklahoma. And we have more boots on the ground than they do in the state of Oklahoma regarding watching the activity in the field. So I'm very proud of our system, and I think we ought to defend it. But one thing that states coming to us, at least in the article in Tulsa World, is we got this methodology to help us track the impact, and we're not seeing it over there. Well, I disagree. That's your methodology. We have a different one. We have a sovereign right to put together a program the way we want. And so I think we ought to stand behind that and protect our sovereignty. I think we have a working relationship with the EPA, Region 6, and they have been here for 30 years. We have engineers, and I think maybe one of those engineers ought to come out and communicate through our oil and gas site and tell the story of what we're doing there. But I want to encourage that communication with our council and how we're going to develop and get that nice, rich data off hard copy and get it digitized. We need help from the Bureau. We need help from the EPA. We want your comments. We want your direction. It's going to help us, all of us, take it to the next level. And that way we can even improve our, which I think is a very good system. What you're doing over there, what the EPA is doing, this is a complicated thing, and trust is in the center of it all. So if we're going to protect our trust, we need to improve this process and do it right, and I think this grant can do it. So I'm highly encouraged that we got this grant. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Councilwoman.
I'd like to go back to the subject matter before, on the data mining, on the digitizing, that I think that anybody that wants to be a part of that should be a part of it.
Go back to the original question from Councilwoman Irwin about the supposing that the companies would donate a lot of time. That seems to be the case, that IHS and others are interested in helping put the data into usable form, because they're a commercial outfit that people can then make it and sell the information to. As a council, I envisioned at least, that we would be looking at would be how much they would do, how they would make it be available to our producers. That's one of the things the producers always said, they wish they could stay at home and get that data instead of having to run up here and then try and get it, and of course they run into the FOIA book buzzsaw. So we would have to look at the overall package that a company would be bidding for us. What they'd be willing to do for free, what we would have to pay for, and then what they would be willing to, how they'd be willing to present it for us in the future. And so that's the bidding process that I'm talking about. Not necessarily, you know, them outright monies that they're paying up front, say they may not be in, but they would be doing work for us. And so that's the bidding process. And it's part of the same rules that I'm talking about that actually addresses the question of where the money is going. The rules of the Office of Energy Development, whatever that acronym is up there, they said that the money had to come to channel through the Osage Nation. The Osage Nation made very plain that they don't want to administer that in any way. They're just accepting it on our behalf and then making it available for our use on however we need to have it made available. So I don't think there's any question on who's going to administer this program. It's going to be this body right here. And in order to get the money, we had swallow the small pill that some people in here are having trouble swallowing, and that's the money has to go to the nation first. Okay. If we get that money and turn it around, I'm going to swallow that small one for all the good it can do for the Osage Head Right Over. So, that's it.
Is that it, sir?
That's it for me.
Today, I'd like to move on. I'd like to entertain a motion to a executive session.
So moved. Second.
I have a motion on the floor for Councilman Boone, second for Councilwoman Irwin. No discussion. Please call for the question.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
For that, I'd like to clear the chambers. Council, if you'll have a seat for just a moment.